A Stir of Echoes by Richard Matheson. Read by Scott Brick. For Chuck and Helen, with affection. Sometimes within the brain's old ghostly house, I hear far off, at some forgotten door, a music and an eerie faint carouse, and stir of echoes down the creaking floor. Chambers of Imagery, Archibald MacLeish. Chapter 1. The day it all started, a hot August Saturday, I'd gotten off work a little after 12. My name is Tom Wallace. I work in publications at the North American Aircraft Plant in Inglewood, California. We were living in Hawthorne, renting a two-bedroom tract house owned by one of our next-door neighbors, Mildred Sentis. Another neighbor, Frank Wanamaker, and I usually drove to and from the plant together, alternating cars. But Frank didn't like Saturday work and had managed to beg off that particular day. So I drove home alone. As I turned onto Tully Street, I saw the 51 Mercury coupe parked in front of our house and knew that Anne's brother Philip was visiting. He was a psychology major at the University of California in Berkeley, and he sometimes drove down to L.A. for weekends. This was the first time he'd been to our new place. We'd only moved in 2 months before. I nosed the Ford into the driveway and braked it in front of the garage. Across the street, Frank Wanamaker's wife Elizabeth was sitting on their lawn pulling up weeds. She smiled faintly at me and raised one white-gloved hand. I waved to her as I got out of the car and started for the porch. As I went up its two steps, I saw Elizabeth struggle to her feet and adjust her maternity smock. The baby was